Hi, everybody. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And welcome to our TOEIC lesson for today. It's good to have you with us. And if you happen to be working for a company that does international business and stuff like that, you may want to know how to make preparations for a video conference, because it can be quite convenient to talk to your colleagues overseas or your customers. It's a great way to communicate.
It sure is. It's very convenient. I like video conferences because you get to see people's faces. You know, before we had video conferences, we had teleconferences where you would just talk on the phone to your coworkers in different areas of the world. I like the video conference. Have you used a video conference technology before,
Tom? I've never had to, no. Oh. The closest thing I've come to that would be to talk to people on Skype.
Oh, huh?
Not Skypey, Skype. That's what we call it in English. Talking to someone face-to-face that way can be quite fun, but I guess you can take it one step further and not just be talking to one person, but you can be talking to multiple people in multiple locations. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Have you done this before?
I have indeed. I've actually taught using video conferencing techniques. So I've used it here in Taiwan, and I used it in New York as well. So let's get started, guys. We're going to read through the dialogue, and then we'll be back to talk about some of these phrases and some of the vocabulary words so you'll know how to use them yourself.
Making preparations for a video conference. Dialogue 1. In the office. Hey, Angela. Who should I talk to about setting up a video conference?
Cynthia's the person you want. She's a real whiz when it comes to technology.
Thanks, Angela. I'll speak to her when she's off the phone. Dialogue 2. In the video conference room. Thanks for helping me, Cynthia. I'm a little in the dark about communication equipment. What's the best way to connect to another person and start conferencing?
Let's start at the beginning. How many people from our office will attend the meeting?
There will be 4 of us at this end.
Okay, then this meeting room will be perfect. It has a dedicated system, which means that all the components you'll need are included. That's the webcam, the mics, the monitor, the speakers, everything you need.
That's pretty convenient. Can this system connect to multiple points at once?
This one can't, but there's a room with one that can if you need it.
That's okay. We'll just be talking with the guys in Canada.
I see. We can practice using the equipment now if you like. Just enter the number for your company video conferencing account.
Oh, I don't have one. How do I get a video conferencing account?
It's easy. Just send the technical support team an email with all your details, and they'll set one up for you. Then you just use the software to create a meeting and invite all the other participants.
I'll do that right away. Okay, now it's time, everybody, to discuss the content of our lesson. And let's begin at the beginning. Again, this is a conversation between Tom and Angela, and then later Tom talks to Cynthia. So here Tom is talking to Angela in the office. That's where the first dialogue takes place. And I guess he's in charge of setting up a video conference, and I guess Angela has some experience in this area. So he asks her, hey, Angela, who should I talk to about setting up a video conference? If you set something up, that means you arrange things, you get all the equipment, you get all the people together, and you make it happen.
You can also use set up to describe putting together a piece of equipment. Maybe you get a new TV for your home, but you have to set it up first before you can use it. So here he's saying, hey, who's the expert in the office that I need to contact? Well, Angela knows who the person who is very experienced with video conferencing is. It's not Angela herself. It's a person named Cynthia. So she says, Cynthia's the person you want. She's a real whiz when it comes to technology. If you're a whiz at something, it means you're very, very good at it, something that's kind of easy for you. You can be a math whiz, a computer whiz, someone who's really, really talented at something. So it sounds like Cynthia is really good at video conferencing, and Tom, who needs a little help or guidance in setting up a video conference, needs to talk to Cynthia.
Indeed, and I did want to mention that the word whiz here is based on the word wizard, but notice that when we say whiz, we do add an H there. She's a whiz when it comes to technology. She knows all about that. And Tom says, thanks, Angela. I'll speak to her when she's off the phone. So I guess Cynthia's busy right now. She's on the phone having a conversation with somebody, and Tom does not want to interrupt her until she's done with her conversation. Now we're going to have our second dialogue here. It's taking place in the video conference room, and Tom is talking to Cynthia, the expert on video conferencing. And he says, well, thanks for helping me, Cynthia. I'm a little in the dark about communication equipment. So I guess here in the conference room, Cynthia has already told him all about it, or at least she's going to. And if you're in the dark about something, that means you don't know anything about that thing at all. And communication equipment just involves all the machines you need to do communication with somebody. A communication equipment could be, what, microphones and monitors and the computer and all that stuff.
He's asking her what the best way to connect to another person is. And how do you start conferencing? How does all this work? It's kind of complicated if you've never done it before. So Cynthia says the best way to teach him is to start at the beginning, which is a good way to start. So she wants to tell him how to begin the whole process. Well, the first question she wants to know is, how many people from our office will attend the meeting? Do you have a large group, or is it a small number of people? He tells her that there will be four of us at this end. At this end just means in this location that he's talking about. Now, when you teleconference or video conference, you've got people at another location. They're at the other end. So at this end or in this office, they've got four people. I would say that's not a big group at all. It's kind of a small group to start with.
Right. So there are four people at this end, but at that end, we just don't know quite yet. So here, Cynthia has this basic information. So she says, well, then this meeting room will be perfect. It will be ideal for what you want to do. It has a dedicated system. And what is a dedicated system? Well, she explains here, it means that all the components you'll need are included. Now, dedicated can mean that somebody is loyal to somebody, they're devoted to something, to a task, or to a person. But here, dedicated means it's something that is for a very specific purpose. I remember when I was studying photography, for example, some cameras have a built-in flash, right? But if it's not powerful enough for you, you can use a dedicated flash or a dedicated flashlight. That's its only function. It specializes in creating flashlight for photography, a dedicated flash. But this is a dedicated system. It's designed specifically for communication, for video conferences.
Mm-hmm. So they're not using any of the parts for other things. It's only for video conferencing. So she's talking about how all the components that he'll need are included in this system. Components just is a definition that means parts of something larger. For example, I know when I was growing up, people would have great stereo systems, and they had lots of components. It wasn't just one box that had the speakers in it and the place where you put the CD in it.
CD player?
Yeah, it had different pieces or parts that you would then hook together or set up together. So they work together as a stereo system. So what are these components that are included in the dedicated video conference system? Well, we've got a webcam, a camera that's used to look at people over the internet. I have a webcam on my laptop, actually. You've got a mic, and it's not the name of a guy because it's lowercase m, which means it stands for microphone, the longer version of that word. A monitor is the computer screen that you look into. If you have a video conference, if you look into that monitor, you're going to see the faces of your coworkers who are located in another office. You've also got the speaker so you can hear what they're saying to you.
Mm-hmm. So that's everything you need. It's all included. Those are the things you need to have a successful video conference. And Tom is very impressed by that. He says that's pretty convenient. All that stuff is convenient, very useful. It makes things very easy for all of us. He's got a question here. Can this system connect to multiple points at once? And multiple here just means many, involving several different parts or elements or numbers or members or whatever. And here he's talking about maybe up to three or four different places, maybe even just two, and he wants to know if it can connect to multiple points at the same time, at once.
Well, Cynthia says this particular system can't, but if he needs to connect to multiple offices, which is what he's asking about, maybe they have coworkers in India, England, and Taiwan. If they need to connect to all three places at once, Cynthia says they're going to have to use a different room. Okay, so there is a room in Taiwan that can do that if he needs it. But Tom says, oh, that's okay. We'll just be talking with the guys in Canada. So they just are having a video conference between Taiwan and their Canadian office. Cynthia says, I see. So she says, I understand. And then she offers to help him. She says, we can practice using the equipment now if you like. If you have to do something for the first time, it's always a good idea to practice before it really counts. So she says, just enter the number for your company video conferencing account. If you want to do video conferencing, you have to get online and sign up with a particular company that provides video conferencing services. I mentioned to Tom earlier that I've used WebEx, which is a video conferencing company, but you have to sign up for an account before you can use their services because, of course, they want you to pay a fee.
Right. Can't you do that for free on Skype or something like that, or do you need to go through one of these web conferencing companies?
If you want to keep your data private and have secure lines, you need to use a real service.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And, of course, companies do want to keep things private and not let people learn their company secrets and steal them and make money and, infringe on their copyrights and stuff like that.
Tom, it sounds like you haven't used Skype for video conferencing before, have you?
Well, I said I hadn't, so no, I haven't.
If you use Skype for video conferencing, you can video conference with one particular location. If you want to video Skype several people at the same time, you have to pay.
Ooh, that makes sense. How else would they make money if they didn't charge for certain services?
Sure.
So you need to sign up for an account, which is some kind of arrangement. You provide them some information, probably, arrange how to pay for it and stuff like that. So you need to register for it. You need a conferencing account. And Tom says, oh, I don't have one. I don't have a video conferencing account. How do I get a video conferencing account? What should I do to get that account so that we can have this video conference with our customers in Canada?
Well, Cynthia says it's easy. They have some people within the company that will help Tom set up the account. She recommends or advises him just to send the technical support team. Within their company, they have a technical support team, which is great. If you send them all of your details, they'll set the account up for you. Oh, we love these people. Technical means relating to technology of some type. Usually the technical support team can be the computer experts within your company. We had a technical support team within my company in New York. They were very helpful. You didn't have to be a technical whiz, kid, to know how to do everything. You could contact them and they'd help you. So if he emails all his details, they'll go ahead and conference or set up that video conferencing account themselves directly.
And then she goes on to say, then all you have to do is use the software to create a meeting. Software, of course, is the computer program. That's all he's got to do. He just needs to create that meeting, set it up, make the arrangements, and invite all the other participants. Tell them where to be and what time to be there, etc. So Tom is very grateful for all this help. He says, I'll do that right away. I'll do it immediately, and then we can get down to business. Sounds pretty easy, doesn't it?
Well, there are lots of steps before you actually have a video conference meeting. You obviously have to know what you're doing before you start. I would also recommend, as Cynthia did, to practice using the equipment in advance. You never know when things can go wrong. I wanted to mention, if you do have a video conference meeting, you might want to have the participants upload files that you want to look at. Video conferencing allows you to also look at the same document at the same time, which is very helpful. So all of those things have to be taken care of before the meeting actually starts. So if you have a video conference meeting coming up, you need to get busy and start making preparations for them. To make preparations means you do everything in advance before something actually happens. You want to look like you know what you're doing with your coworkers, right?
True. Always be prepared, as the Boy Scouts say. And indeed, you do need to make all these arrangements. And that's true anytime you're using technology, because technology, even though we love it and it's supposedly advanced, technology fails quite often. If you've ever used a PC computer, you know what I'm talking about there. Things jam up all the time. So you've got to make sure that equipment is working. You've got to make sure your microphones are working. Sometimes microphones are wireless microphones, and they require batteries. Imagine if you turned on the microphone and they say, sorry, Tom, we can't hear you. And you go, oh, this is a microphone doesn't have a battery. The battery's dead. What are you going to do? We got to walk like a half a mile to the nearest 7-Eleven to get batteries. So, yes, set that equipment up first. Make sure it's working. Otherwise, you're going to look really stupid.
Oh, you don't want to look stupid. That's the worst thing. So start in advance to make your preparations for that all-important video conference meeting that you've got scheduled. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to some more explanation from our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tim. 欢迎来到我们的多益单元。今天的题目是 Making preparations for a video conference. 如何准备视讯会议？首先我们看到标题，标题中有个片语 make preparations for something， 就表示准备的意思。例如 Mom is making preparations for the party tomorrow， 妈妈在为明天的派对做准备。文章中第一句 Tom 就说到 Hey Angela， who should I talk to about setting up a video conference？ Tom 问说，要安排视讯会议的话，我该问谁呢？这里看到个片语Set up 就表示安排的意思。例如 Can you help me set up a meeting with John? 你能帮我跟约翰安排一次会面吗？而 set up 除了有安排的意思之外，也有建立的意思。例如 The statue of the mayor was set up in City Hall， 表示市政厅里立了一座市长的雕像。而 Angela 后面则回答说 Cynthia is the person you want。She's a real whiz when it comes to technology. 找 Cynthia 就对了。讲到科技方面，她真是位专家。这里看到个生字 whiz， 就表示专家、高手的意思。例如 ，Jerry is a whiz at basketball， 表示 Jerry 是一位打篮球的高手。而后面我们还看到个句型 when it comes to something， 表示每当讲到。每当谈到某某某的意思，例如 Mrs. Su can't hide her feelings of happiness when it comes to her son. 苏太太每当谈到她的儿子时，就藏不住她喜悦的心情。而 when it comes to 后面加上动词，则要改成动名词。例如 When it comes to giving a speech, I have to admit I am not very good at it.每当要演讲的时候，我必须承认我非常的不在行。而 Tom 在后面也说到 Thanks for helping me, Cynthia. I'm a little in the dark about communication equipment. Cynthia, 谢谢你帮我，我不太懂通讯设备。当我们说 Somebody is in the dark about something, 就表示某人对某件事不了解的意思。例如 I'm still in the dark about my new job. 我对我的新工作内容还不了解。 而当我们说 leave 或者 keep somebody in the dark, 就表示把什么人蒙在鼓里的意思。例如 ,the employees complained that their boss had left them in the dark about their financial crisis, 表示这些员工抱怨老板向他们隐瞒公司的财务危机。而 Cynthia 在后面接着说道 ,it has a dedicated system, which means that all the components you will need are included.这间会议室有专用的系统，这表示所有你需要的设备它都有。这里我们看到个形容词 dedicated, 就表示专属的、专用的。例如 ,This is the world's first museum dedicated to marine biology. 这是世界上第一间专门的海洋生物学博物馆。而 dedicated 当作形容词还可以表示相当投入的，例如My father is dedicated to his job, 就表示我父亲相当投入于他的工作。而 Tom 在后面又接着问说 ,Can this system connect to multiple points at once? 这套系统能够同时多点连结吗 ?Multiple 这个形容词就表示多重的、复合的。例如这个房间有许多用途，英文就是 ,The room has multiple purposes.A multiple 当作名词就是数学中的倍数，例如 The number 4 is a multiple of 2, 表示数字4是2的倍数。而 Cynthia 在后面又接着说道 Just enter the number for your company video conferencing account, 只需要输入你公司视讯会议账号的号码就可以使用视讯设备了。这里看那个名词 account 就表示账户的意思，而账号的英文就是 account number, 而 account 除了当作账户之外，也可以表示描述或者报道的意思。例如 ,the witness gave an account of the traffic accident, 目击证人叙述了交通事故的经过。而 Cynthia 最后说道 ,then you just use the software to create a meeting and invite all the other participants. 接着你只要用这个软体开设一个会议，然后邀请所有的与会者 ,participants 这个字就表示参与的人、与会者的意思。此外它还有选手的意思，例如 ,all participants of the marathon need to be 18 years of age or older, 所有参加这场马拉松比赛的选手都必须至少年满18岁。A participant 的动词就是 participate, P-A-R-T-I-C-I-P-A-T-E,通常后面加上一个 in, participate in 就表示参加的意思。例如 ,It's an honor for every athlete to participate in the Olympic Games, 表示参与奥运是每位运动员的荣誉。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. We're now going to take a look at some of our discussion questions that we have here, and also some of the extra dialogues. Tom, why don't we go through the extra dialogues first?
Sounds good to me. And here someone is asking a question. Can you tell me how to open a Skype account? Well, actually, this question is a yes-no question. Can you tell me how to open a Skype account? If you're a smart aleck, you'll just say, yes, I can. No, I can't. But actually, this is often a polite way of asking somebody to actually help you with this. Can you tell me how to do this, please?
It's really simple, Tom.
Yep.
You just go to the website, register an account, and download the software. That's all you have to do.
Cool. It's that easy, huh?
It's not that easy. I set up an account online. I did, actually set up a Skype video conferencing account with my family. They'll let you use it free for a few times if you have multiple locations and then you have to start to pay. But it's worth it. It's kind of fun. Let's look at the next dialogue here. What should we do if we have any technical problems, Tom?
Good question. Technical problems. Problems with the software, with the computer, stuff like that. Well, the answer is you should call someone from the technical support team. That sounds like a wonderful solution. So yes, it's always nice to find somebody who knows what they're doing and say, yes, can you just tell me I'm a computer dolt here? I don't know anything about computers. Just tell me what the problem is. And it's always amazing they come over and they just kind of tap on the keyboard in less than 10 seconds and there you go, they're gone and you're back in business.
Makes you feel kind of stupid sometimes. Dolt. Yeah. You use the word dolt. D-O-L-T means a stupid person. Yeah. It kind of makes you feel stupid when you can't figure out how something works with your technology, with your computer or what have you. Let's look at the next dialogue. Can I get a video conferencing system for my desktop, please?
Sure. Our colleagues from IT will help you set it up. Interesting. So these questions are all about getting things set up and having technical problems and opening accounts and stuff. And, of course, the B person in these dialogues always knows the answer. Our colleagues from IT, somebody in a technical support team. IT here just means information technology. I suppose they're very similar to a technical support team. So our coworkers, our colleagues from IT, well, they'll help you set it up. Don't you worry a thing. You don't need to feel stupid if you can't set it up yourself. That's unfortunate. Sometimes it is very difficult to figure out how these things are working. Which kind of leads us into our discussion question for today. What would you say, or would you say, that you are a whiz with technology? Give an example to support your answer.
A whiz? Someone who's really, really good at technology?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say I'm pretty good. I don't think I consider myself a technology whiz, but I'm pretty good at figuring out what's wrong with my computer. I worked with computers a lot in New York, and we had to kind of figure out what was going on when the company was small. As we got bigger, we hired IT people. So we had a technology support team, and they always helped me after that. But at first, I had to figure out what was going on so I could continue working. What about you, Tom? Are you a whiz with technology?
No, I'm not. And I hate computers sometimes. And I really resent the fact that we have to live with computers because I'm always having problems, especially if I'm using a software program and it starts doing something that I did not want it to do.
Oh.
That usually happens because I made a typo or something. I accidentally pressed control on some letter, and now it's starting to separate the sentences. It's starting to double space the sentences.
Oh,
I don't
that.
Want that. How do I get rid of that? And it takes several minutes to actually figure out exactly what I did wrong and how to get it back to where it was. So I'm not a whiz with technology.
Well, we hope that some of these phrases and discussion dialogues, these topics that we talked about, really help you as you kind of figure out how to work within an English environment at work. So good luck with that.
All right, that brings us to the end of our program for today. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you got something out of it. I know I did. From all of us here for our program, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.